Thanks for joining this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, we often talk about saving and planning for retirement here on Clear Path, a major part of which includes building a proposed budget for your years in retirement. It takes a lot of guesswork, a lot of anticipation, but the sooner you do so, the sooner you sit down and begin to anticipate what you're going to need in what is increasingly a longer period of retirement, the better off you're going to be. Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, is here. Catherine, guide us, if you will, to what people should consider as they sit down and begin to think about a retirement budget.
First of all, it's absolutely imperative to map out a retirement budget. People don't like budgeting. We know that. However, one of the most important things you can do to help stretch out your nest egg so it lasts a lifetime is map out your expected expenses and get detailed. Everything from cost of housing, healthcare, transportation, food, leisure. Get a good sense of what your spending is going to look like. And if it exceeds your savings, you know you're going to need to trim a bit. It is much better, even though creating a budget is painful, it's less painful than big surprises that can happen and running out of savings down the road.
But isn't it the case that it's probably easier to do that the closer you get to retirement than it is, say, if you're in your 30s or 40s?
It can be easier, but that doesn't give people in their 30s or 40s off the hook. It's really important that we all have a budget. But with retirement, yes, you can pinpoint certain expenses, and it's a very important litmus test if you're still working and have the option to extend your working years. If the numbers aren't adding up, you can keep working longer. One more reason just why it's so important.
Talk us through a few of the checklist items that people need to consider. They're somewhat obvious. Do you still have a mortgage when you're 65 or 67, for instance? Or do you need to scale down and pare down the expenses such as those? But what are some of the other things that, people need to keep in mind?
Greg, you made a really great point about mortgage debt. Keep in mind your housing costs, and if you haven't paid off your mortgage, when you're going to get that paid off. Another really scary reality that we've seen in our research is a number of older workers and even people transitioning to retirement have credit card debt. Get the credit card debt paid off before you leave the workforce. Healthcare expenses right now are extremely difficult to estimate, so learn as much as you can about Medicare and the benefits available and what the out-of-pocket expenses will be, because Medicare does not cover everything. One thing that people often don't consider is the potential need for long-term care down the road. Look into possible opportunities in terms of long-term care insurance, or how you may be able to age in place in your home, some home modification expenses, so that if you need care, family or perhaps a professional caregiver can help.
Again, the point is, the takeaway is, sit down, begin to think about these issues, have open discussions with family members, and begin to plan a path, if you haven't, to put you on a road to retirement security. Catherine, thanks as always for the insights you bring. That's all we have time for here on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. And until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.